Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? Thank you for pressing play on this YouTube video. This is another SoCal Sound Session. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and I am very happy to welcome in studio today, guitarist, singer, songwriter. We got Luz Elena Mendoza Ramos of Ila Bamba here in front of me. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Estoy muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien, aquí. Un gusto de tenerte aquí. You just came off of a sold-out show at Lodge Room. How did you feel the energy that night?
You know, I always feel very grateful and also kind of oscillating from disbelief to, feeling grateful to have created such strong community the last couple of years. Como no me la creo, de neta, cuando digo eso, no me la creo. Ayer hasta mencioné eso ayer en el show. Okay, estaba bueno. Como, wow, like, you're all here. You know, all of you are here. So it made me feel really good. It makes me feel supported, of course, and seen. We were just talking before this interview, but it's like family. Family is very important for me. And so when I see like a whole room just filled with like people that I can mirror with and relate with, imagínate cómo me siento.
Yeah, qué orgullo.
Es un orgullo.
Y también más, they just released their new album, Lucha y La Bamba, is out now. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. I've been playing it on my show a lot. I do want to talk about the album, but first I want a little bit of establishing questions. I want to know a little bit of background. What was your first instrument that you picked up?
Singing.
Singing was the first thing. That kind of came naturally, or did you look up to a musician or your parents or?
Well, I think, okay, how do I say this? Well, growing up, you know, like I grew up in a very, you know, musical, you know, rich, you know, like culture, you know, como la música es bien importante en nuestra cultura, ¿verdad?
Yeah, y bailamos este fin de semana.
Todo como se expresa, como yo, pues desde niña estoy mirando a todos cómo se están expresando, expressing themselves, and like you pick up on that, it's in our blood, it's before you actually see it in your environment of how to emote and like convey a feeling, right? You see like, you know, Juan Gabriel is just like, so you're like, you're just learning this and it's natural. It's so visceral. So singing was just, you know, part of the, what we did, we all do. Even if you don't think you sing good or whatever, who cares? It's like singing is a huge part of the way that I've learned to emote as a little kid in la iglesia, las alabanzas. Allí es, pues cantar es vida. You know, it's como, sí. So I would say singing is my first instrument.
Your first love to music and connection. Uh-huh. Do you remember, and then, so you started singing, but when did songwriting also come into it? When you
Since
thought,
I was little.
Also little?
I was really little. Yo no sabía lo que estaba haciendo, pero yo le pegaba un little like box that my dad had that made for his shoes. And I would turn it around. And this is, I remember having like these really specific memories. My dad would take us in his truck and we would be in the back on the pickup truck and we would be running errands. And part of those errands was like him going paying for the water, electricity. And we would go and translate and go up there and be like, blah, blah, blah. And then we would go back in the pickup truck and like I would be singing like Cielito Lindo or something. Como música que pues que escuchaba desde niña.
Yeah.
Y mis hermanos estaba ahí en la troca and they would also be like, you know, encouraging me or doing whatever they were doing. I don't know if they knew the song. And then we would get home, and finally my dad would get us two hot dogs, and we'd go home. And then I would get the box I was talking about, the shoe box, and I'm turning around now. Stand on top of it, and I had a little stick, le pegaba, y con el ritmo allí me hacía, así me escribía las canciones.
Wow, you improvised.
Improvised. Pero desde niña, cuando tenía como, no sé, como 10, 9, 8, 7... like, escribiendo. Me robaba los tapes de mi mamá, de unos de I don't know, some like, you know, Ramona Yala tape or whatever. And I would put toilet paper on them. And this is bad. Because they got.
Really?
Yeah, because luego they figured out that I was like taking their tapes. But I don't even know how I found that out. You put the toilet paper in there and then you record your own stuff over it.
What?
You can record. You basically mess up. You mess up your parents' tape, so because you're erasing everything.
Yeah. You were doing like bedroom recording
yes,
before
since
it was
little. Oh, and with no instruments, no no guitars or anything. I was just singing, you know.
So you kind of already knew music was your life. Like, would you even imagine yourself doing anything else but music right now or at some point?
I feel I'm smiling because it's the most simple answer and the most, there's so much conviction in what I want to say. But since I was little, I've always known I wanted to play music and sing. Like singing, I've always known it. I've that's one of the things I've has been the most consistent in my life. Obviously attached to, you know, otras cosas, pero es de cantar the most. Yo puedo decir que a lo mejor somos como, hablo mucho de esto como somos algoritmos ancestrales, ¿verdad? De algo de, de lo que pasó en el pasado.
Yeah.
Somos repetitions. So like I'm just like a little. Repetition of what of what happened
going
in
back
the past.
In circles.
So I believe that once I was born, I know this is all getting all crazy talk, but like once I was born, I do believe that I was like, I arrived in the body with a message, with whatever it is that I need to explore and to
That's
convey.
Great.
You know, we all have that.
Yeah. There's something that just pulls you to your career.
Or just your person.
Yeah.
Maybe your career is like maybe part of that, but like you as a person, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I do have some really simple questions that I want to do so people can know you a little better. And these questions, you can say yes, no. It can be very simple, right? Okay. Or you can get into it. Doesn't matter. Okay. What's your favorite planet? Do you have one?
Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Are aliens real?
Yes.
Are ghosts real?
Yes.
Bigfoot real?
Yes.
What are your favorite bands currently?
What are my favorite bands currently?
Like if you open up your Spotify or your Apple Music or however you listen to music, what's like?
I listen a lot to Salt. I've been listening a lot to, if I'm saying it right, S-A-U-L-T, Orion Sun, or is that Orion's Belt? Orion Sun. I'm listening to Cleo Soul. Really love Cleo Soul. I know I'm missing something.
It's okay.
I'm gonna walk
away
and be like, damn it, I didn't say that.
You can send us a text later. We'll add
it. My friend Isabel Walker just released a record. She's also Sings with Eva Bamba. Been listening to her.
She's great.
And oh my gosh, I know there's like so much on the tip of my tongue that.
It's okay. It's a loaded question.
It is.
There's so much music out
there. There's this band that I found out in Mexico City. They're not from Mexico City, but they're from Colombia, called La Perla. They're like a trio of girls. They like have no guitars. It's just all like percussion and vocals and like all these traditional Colombian instruments, I believe.
I gotta look them
amazing.
Up.
Perla. They played with Son Rompepera.
Oh, no way. They're in that energy?
Yeah, they were like, oh, so good. I mean, their own matriarch. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome. What's your favorite book?
I'm a really horrible reader.
Okay.
But one of my favorite things to read, one of the things I've read is Eva Luna, House of Spirits. I love that book. And other than that, I mean,
be simple.
I can't, yeah. Let's just keep it there. Because right now I want to think about all these like self-help books I'm reading and... Yeah, I just finished reading also my cousin's book, Funeral for Flaca.
Oh, interesting.
Emily Prado also lives in Portland, Oregon.
That's your cousin?
And yes, she's. Do you know, have you
no, I haven't heard it, but now I'm going to look it up.
Read that book, Funeral for Flaca.
Funeral for Flaca. Yeah. Are you coffee or tea?
Tea.
What's your favorite Mexican food?
Okay, I love Mexican seafood. I love ceviche, pero también me encanta un pozole con pata de puerco.
Oh, that's good.
Pozole rojo.
That's bomb.
Pero también me encantan los uchepos, como los tamales y todo eso. Pues la comida michoacana dicen que es pues, la más buena.
Okay. You heard it here.
En la comida oaxaqueña también.
Pero, you heard it.
Yeah.
How about regular food besides Mexican food?
Wait, Mexican food is regular food.
Okay. That's your answer. Nothing but Mexican food. What's like a fun fact about you? Or a hidden talent that you have that isn't like involved with music?
A fun fact about me and a hidden talent. I'll say the things that maybe my people don't know. I run, I have a dog, and I make paper mache masks, and I like doing papel picado.
Oh, what is papel picado? Is that paper mache in Spanish?
Yeah, papel picado, yeah.
Oh,
no,
cool.
No, paper mache was you know, when you fucking are trying to create, like, you know, a structure.
Or right.
Like, in this case, I make masks.
Oh, cool.
Is papel picado is when you're doing the paper cuts. Like, you know, when you see, like, I don't, that's not what I make, though, but, you know, the flags for the Dia de los Muertos. Y todos,
oh, todos papel that's picado. Cool. Okay.
I didn't know that. Yo lo hago más.
Detailed?
In the record, there is a piece, an art piece that I did. De que era que es de papel picado. Lo corto con un exacto knife on Bristol paper.
That's cool.
So if you see the record, we can give you one. And I'll show it to you later.
Oh, cool. And so did you do the paper mache in the new music video that you did?
I did. Film pero apenas se ve. Yeah. Lo hicimos bien rápido y no se puede mirar la máscara de tigre.
That's what it's cool.
Lo hice bien rápido.
That whole scene gave me chills, really. It was like...
You saw it?
I saw it.
That's cool. I haven't seen it since it's been released.
Yeah, they have a mini film out right now. It's super cool. It combines like three songs. Mm-hmm. Collapse, Lluvia de Guadalajara. And then it
Dibujos.
Was... Dibujos. So good. Go watch it right now. Press pause and then go watch it.
My phone's on. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. But yeah, now let's talk about Lucha, the newly released album. So I printed this out so you can hold it. And I want you to tell me what you feel. Maybe just first off, we'll start off with like surface level. What are some of the thoughts that come to you when you look at your album?
I look at this pic right here. This Ramo de Flores. Este ramo de flores aquí it's not real, it's fake. My mom used to make these with her sisters and used to make manteles for everything, basically. And this flower holder for fake flowers were, you know, the pins, the clothing line pins,
like yeah,
the
yeah.
wood ones?
Yeah,
those,
classic.
She would break them apart and glue them. She would, like, make a whole thing out of these clothing pins.
Oh, that's cool. You can see that.
You can't even tell. Yeah. You can't tell.
No, but when you grab a...
But I'll show you later what it looks like. But my mom used to spend so much time. Like, my mom's an artist.
You so know, it like rubbed my off mom on you.
Just, like, you know, makes her little things, but she doesn't even, like, think she's an artist, you know? Ella se la pasa... Como mi abuelita, ella se la pasa cocinando, you know, like,
oh,
making
okay.
stuff, but, like, you know. So this brings me back a lot of memories.
This is
our cassette deck right here and like our record player.
Yeah.
And this was Halloween. It's my brother's favorite holiday is Halloween, Rolando. This is my brother Rolando y Gerardo, my little brother Jerry.
Okay, so you're the middle child. Are you?
I am the middle child. Yes.
Realization.
I didn't think about it. I have three brothers in total. These are just the two brothers that I grew up with the majority of my life.
Cool.
But yeah, this was, I remember this. I remember that sweater. I remember
wow.
me picaba aquí, porque no era, sí, me picaba dentro. Y los dulces, sí, es bien interesante cómo las memorias, aunque esto fue tan
yeah.
long ago, I can still remember, like, I, you know, looking at my reflection on the shiny mask.
Oh, interesting.
Of my,
there's
of
so
my
many
desk,
cool little hidden things.
Yeah, totally. So now, yeah, family.
That's awesome. Now, I know this it's an album of a lot of things that you've experienced through the pandemic. And I saw another interview that you said there was a lot of pain behind this. But now that it's out, did it help you heal from that pain now that it's out and everybody's listening to it and enjoying it?
I think just like moving through things in general, I feel like maybe this applies to every or, you know, people who are alive on this planet.
Yeah.
I think it's important to move through things. And so I think that in itself helps one heal if they have the privilege and opportunity to get through that side to the other.
Nice.
And I think that one, I at least speak for myself, I just don't fully heal. It's just like a continuation.
Yeah.
Que bueno que tuve la oportunidad de, pues, you know,
channel it.
Tener esto una manera de ser eso, pero it's still a continuation.
Yeah, and then the other people who also feel pain could also, like, because you wrote it, because you translated your pain through this, other people, you're helping other people heal as well.
Pues ojalá.
Sí.
Sí, así se quiere hacer la cosa, ojalá.
Yeah. Was there a song, what's like one of the songs in this album that kind of evokes a happy memory? Maybe it was during the studio. There's something that happened during the session, or maybe there was a song you recorded that day, but earlier the day you had like a very nice lunch with a friend.
Oh man, I don't even remember.
No, there was just so much.
The only things I would say, general like memories, is half of the album I recorded in Portland. I finished it. I wouldn't say half, I guess. Sometimes I say that. Finished the rest of it in Mexico City. And I think that those memories, just being in the studio there in a studio par with a Chilean community that I met there, who all are just like amazing creatives. And not just Chileans, like a whole bunch of other people. But they... Yeah, a lot like those memories of just being like, oh, I'm in Mexico. I think I want to live here. I'm recording. Como eran cosas bien grandes. Como yeah. Como estudio, estoy aquí, oh, estoy grabando en México. Como para una chicana, this, you know, como eso. Es,
you're getting, there's a eso, different vibe there.
Those are my memories. Like, those are, like, if, I think, hope I answered your question.
Yes,
like,
no,
I have, yes, I have so many memories of, like, good days and when I go in the studio and I record that song, whatever. But I think... more of the memories that are highlighted for me on this record are like the fact that I moved to Mexico and I had a relationship with part of the record there. And yeah. So I obviously have like, oh, I made this friend and got to connect with this person.
That's cool.
I did that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, yeah. And especially...
And
yeah.
Every day was amazing for me.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And all the Mexican food.
Yeah.
Every day. Qué alegre. Now it's out and everybody can enjoy it. I've been playing Dibujos de mi Alma, Collapse, and now that it's finally out, I get Nunca is one of my favorite ones off that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's congratulations. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Well, can you maybe give me a little details behind Nunca?
Nunca la escribí. You know, no sé cómo es tu mamá, or see if you can relate with this, but like my mom has like such a strong resilience, such strong purity, innocence, right? Like she's had to like come to this country and like learn how to like be a person and like, you know, renegotiate so much. And
yeah.
And she's gone through so much shit, still goes through a lot of shit, and she still has a smile on her face. And she's like, pues, hay que, you know, hay que seguir adelante. And, and to me, like, I look at her, and I'm like, wow, ma, yo, ¿por qué estoy aquí nomás? You know, like, you know, quejándome, pues, esto me pasó, y esto, y el otro, y ella está ahí, con, you know, vida
happy.
Fuerte, que ella, you know, no estoy diciendo que es feliz, pero la manera como, authentically, she's just like, pues, hay que seguir adelante, mija. Like, I want to be able to, like, when I die, to be able to, like, have that same, you know, like, sovereignty and, like, conviction and, like, you know, to, like, gone through so much shit and just to see it as, like, your companion, as, like, a teacher. And wow. My mom is like that, you know?
Wow.
Que bien la quiero proteger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
and,
really
and, like,
cool.
And us going, like, giving her that voice. In the times where she didn't feel secure. So a lot of the women in our community, especially the older women, are madrecitas and every, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, no. Yo que pienso que no tuve oportunidades de expresarme, de ser la mujer que soy yo, mi mamá no, jamás.
Uh-huh. Even less, yeah.
You know, y yo soy su comunidad. Soy como la única in her peripheral that represents what I represent. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
She gave birth to, like, you know, to, like, to be her community and stuff. So that song is just, you know, talking about, you know, just wanting to be more like my mom. And it's a song for my mom, yeah.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's deep, but I don't want to go into it anymore.
Yeah, you just got to listen to the song and take it all in. Pues, Luz, it was such a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming and taking your time. You're going to head over to Santa Barbara now so to play another show. I wish you luck. I wish you más éxito para este disco y más éxito en tu próximo disco cuando venga. You're about to play some songs right now into the studio. Can you let the people know what songs you're about to play?
We are going to play Collapse. We're going to play Crema de Melón that is not out anywhere. I just wrote it.
Ooh.
And then the third one is Más Manos.
Excelente.
Okay.
Pues muchas gracias, Luz. Thank you so much for being here. I don't know why I just handshaked.
Because it feels good.
Right?
Because it feels good.
You connect.
Doy dar un disco so you can actually have the one.
Lucha is out now by Illa Bamba. Take it away. They're going to play a really nice set.
Shout out to the SoCal Sound. We're Illa Bamba. What? es la angustia que no se puede saber. Comparte tu historia bonita, vulnerable de vista por el alma y por papel.
Disponible a la vez.
viento debajo de mi mano. Con mucho respeto, lo digo como se siente. A veces me engaño en mis ojos oscuros, quizás será la última vez.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.